All right. Here we are down at Lafayette Square in the middle of the Central Business District in New Orleans for a rally being put on by Congresso, an organization to advocate for immigrant rights. We're going to catch up with some of the families who are requesting that federal attorney Kenneth Philippe drop the charges against their loved ones spending time in prison for being in the country illegally.
Are they tripping? Come on, everybody from the back.
And to hear about recent charges of abuse that have been going on in the jail.
Yes, we bite, but we're not venomous. Come on, get closer. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really want to say thank you. I want to give the word to our friends, Pame y Vanessa, and Vanessa. I just wanted to... My name is Fernando López. I'm an organizer with Congress. First of all, thank you so much for being here, for taking your time. We know that it's not easy with this heat and everything, but thank you so much, especially because now we understand the issue that we're facing. We know that it's important to the community. It's important for our comrades here. I wanted to give her the opportunity, give them the opportunity to introduce themselves and to talk about why we're here. So they do that. We're also waiting for the folks who are detained, William and Jose, to call. They are detained in Santamani Parish's prison by Pontchartrain, or the other side of Pontchartrain. Right now they're about to call us so that they can also talk about what's going on in there. But the most important thing is why they decided to stay in there and fight. They've been in there, some of them, for 6 months. So we will hear directly from them because we have not been able to have the opportunity to hear them from them. So let's give them a round of applause, please. Actually, like, we really, really, like, we just ate, you know? Let's clap. Come on, the drums, we gotta do it. One, two, three. Woo! That's right. Hi, everybody. How y'all doing? First of all, I really want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart to each and every one of you for being here, really. The reason why I'm here is because my husband and the other two men have been detained because they re-entered the country. We're hoping to God that this works, that this vigil works. We're hoping that we get something positive out of this. I'll tell you a little bit of my story. My husband was deported in 2012. I was pregnant at that moment. I was 5 months pregnant. And he came back in September that same year. Well, now it happened again. They caught him again, and now he's detained. But now it's a little bit more different and difficult because he said, this time I'm not leaving. I'm going to fight until I can't anymore. So I don't know if we're going to win or not, but... we're going to use all the possibilities to move forward. And thank you again from the bottom of my heart for being here. Hi, good evening. I want to thank you all too from the bottom of my heart for being here. For taking the time for being here and supporting us. A lot of you know, some of you don't, why we're here. We're asking the U.S. attorney to remove all the charges for our husbands. We want them to no longer...
Que ya
We want them to stop punishing us this way, because it is a punishment. It is a punishment to be without them, because our children need them. I think everybody here wants them. I think everybody here is a parent, or and it's affecting our families. It affects me because not too long ago, after my child was born, nobody was with me. I was alone. Oh, someone hug her. Someone hug her. Oh. Sin miedo. Sin miedo. Here we are. We ain't going nowhere, sister. In that moment, I really needed him with me. And because of his situation, he could not be there. We're asking U.S. Attorney to remove the charges. It is unfair to be separated from our families, to not do it just for three people, but to do it for the entire community. There are too many people who are suffering through deportations and family separation. I want to thank you all again from the bottom of my heart for being here. We went to turning the petition to the U.S. attorney, and he was not there. I'm not sure if he'll be here tomorrow. We don't really know. But here we are, and we're fighting moving forward. I'm not doing it just for me. I'm doing it for every family, all the Latinx families. It's not fair that our kids grow up without their parents. He needs to grow conscious and understand that we're not here to hurt anybody. We're here to fight for our families, for our well-being. A lot of the times we're refugees. A lot of the times we're running away from violence and poverty, everything. And that's why we are here, to fight, to move forward. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Hi. Good night. My name is Connie. I'm also a wife of one of the folks who's detained in the federal prison. I want to say thank you to all of you again from the bottom of my heart. Just as always, the fight is everybody's, not just ours. I really, really thank you immensely for being here. We've been here to ask U.S. Attorney to remove the charges from all the three folks who are arrested, but for everybody. We know that this fight continues. After us, there's so many people. There are only three, but there's a lot of them. Just like one of the comrades said, we've been going through a lot of stuff because we don't have them at home. You know, just like me, they're about to evict me from my apartment because I can't pay for it. But here I am, and I'm going to fight until the end. We're asking the U.S. attorney to remove the charges. He has the power, he can. He just needs to do it. He can do it. Thank you all so much. Have a good night. Woo! Please, all three of you, come up here. Woo! Let's give him a round of applause. Come on. We always say that the man is the pillar of the home, that he sustains the home, but right now, who's fighting? Out here, who's fighting? The woman. And it's very amazing to see, but I don't know, you know, it's just to recognize that you are all here fighting. I want to recognize that you're all, the three of you are out here fighting for them. Of course, they're also fighting and they're detained, but being out here, it's also what makes the difference depending on what we do. I know the tears are, we can't stop them, but the way in which they have been fighting, that little baby right there with the red shirt is Jose's son, who's also detained. What we're saying is we're going to leave him to the U.S. attorney one day, and he'll see how much this child needs his father. Look at at him? Right now, I want to explain a little bit more of what's happening. Y'all can sit down. I just wanted to recognize y'all. Go over there, sweetie. Okay, then you're staying here with me. Never mind. Just going to explain a little bit more what reentry means. Reentry is a charge, a felony, a federal felony. This happens when a person has been deported and is returning to the country. So once ICE arrests you again, they basically have the option to either deport you or to refer you to the U.S. attorney, who is this guy that stays in this building, to see if they can put the charge of reentry. When I say it's an option, it truly is an option. If they want to do it, they'll do it. If they don't, they won't. They don't have to. But the fact is that they're doing it. They're doing it to have an excuse to deport our loved ones. We have seen that lately, a lot of talk about mass incarceration, how many people are in there. We're not being included in those conversations. We want to begin to have the campaigns for the comrades who are arrested in there because they're family, their community, but also because it is necessary to begin talking about this. There, more and more every day, folks are being criminalized for being immigrant, for being people of color. Now the African-American community is facing certain obstacles against the police. In the same way, the immigrant community is also facing the same issues with the police system, the police state that we live under. What we're saying is that us together as a community, we need to start having those conversations, but we need to talk to our allies, we need to talk to our siblings, to our black siblings, to know what we're going to do moving forward. Right now, I wanted to open space. If anybody wants to say anything, wants to give an opinion about their experience, if they've been through the system, or they have just a couple of words of solidarity for our comrades over here. Now, the mic is open, so if anybody wants to come and talk, please feel free to do so. Let's make some noise for Jose! Okay, so here we are. I don't even know how many were here, like 50 maybe, around there? Like 50 folks. We're out here. We just wanted to hear from you, from your words. Where are you at? How did you get there? And why have you decided to fight, knowing that you had the option to declare yourself guilty and that they will, and to be processed quicker and be deported? But what made you fight? So who are you as a person? Where are you? And why did you decide to fight? Well, first of all, thank you all for the support. I am here fighting for my family, for my kids, for my wife, and fighting for my rights. Like as an immigrant that I am, I also have rights. I have rights in this country. And so here I am, locked up in a federal prison.
Your call will be terminated without warning.
Wow.
Well,
I'm here 6 months, fighting and fighting every day, and hoping to God that everything will be okay. Well, thank you all so much, because that's the support that I need. Thank you all for your support. What have they told you in there? What has the attorney told you? What have they told you in court? Well, at court, what they told us was they just gave me my charges, why I was there, because I'm of a reentry. And
the
attorney is... The attorney is trying to pressure me. And they're trying to get me deported. They're trying to get me to sign this stuff so that I can get deported quicker. They're saying that I have nothing to fight for here, that I should want to be deported quicker. I had people that were here last week, and that having a kid here doesn't mean anything. That shouldn't keep me here. That having a kid who was born here shouldn't keep me here. How do you feel, you know, knowing all these things? How do you feel that you know that you're not alone? You have all these people here with you now. We know you're fighting from inside, but how do you feel that folks are out here fighting for you too? Well, being detained is not easy. A lot of people know this. A lot of folks have gone through this. Some of you all have gone through this. But being detained in a federal prison is very difficult. But thank you all. Thanks to you all, I know that I have support. Thanks to my children, I have the strength to keep on going. And my family, my wife, she's always there for me. Thank you. I'm so proud of having her as my wife. Thank you all because, like I said, thank you all for fighting for me. I'm asking God to bless you always as a community, as Congreso, like as a community that's fighting for your rights.
Buenas noches a todos.
Good evening, everybody.
Well, in este momento estoy
in this moment, I want to be to say thank you to everybody that's here, who took their time to show solidarity with our brothers and sisters and us. And I want to say the comrades that they're not alone, the wives of the men who were arrested, that we're all in this together. From the beginning, we started, and regardless of anything, we won't stop. This will continue on. And no matter what happens, no matter what the obstacles are in the way, we will keep on fighting. Together we started, and together we will end. So, ladies, don't feel like you're alone. As you all know, Congreso is known for helping people. But we have to be, you know, we have to grow conscious that at some point, things are bad. They go bad. They don't go as planned. We're never guaranteed that, we're not guaranteed 100%, or we're not 100% sure that they'll be out here. But what I can guarantee you is that we will fight until the last second that we can so that they could be free. That we can guarantee. As you all know, the wave of hate, the xenophobia that we have seen by the words, the fire that has been ignited by Donald Trump. And here we are, Latino people and black folks. We're not trying to fight against white people. We're against the system. We're against the laws, the injustices. That's what we're against. We all know that the people that feel hate, racism, and discrimination, those are very little people. There's more people who are good, who care about us, who love us. There are more good people in this world. So, comrades, let's not generalize. We don't have to be one community against another. We got to get together to fight so that we can be a strong front against this oppressive system. We have seen that we've gotten results that way when we unite. These campaigns of lifting our voices have given us results. We've seen it against the sheriff. We saw it against the police officer. As we saw, the chief of police understood that he was not doing the right thing. He understood that he was doing it. He was doing the wrong thing.
So
he simply decided to get away from that. And he got together with the community. That's what the sheriff did. So the U.S. Attorney Polite has the authority. What he does not have is the will to actually want to do it. But that's why we're here, to make sure that that changes, that his mentality changes. His mentality of the folks who decide justice. That's why we're here. That's why it makes me so happy to see everybody together here, how we fight together as a community. Black folks, African Americans, white folks, Latinx. Out here is not just white people, you know, it's not just Latinx people. We are all out here. So now, comrades, all the good people is here. We are all good. The bad folks, that's what we gotta forget about. We got William on the phone.
Un poquito de ruido para William. Okay. Entonces, mira William, entonces estamos
Look, William.
Aquí con un grupo
de We're here with a bunch of folks. The sun is gone. We're outside the offices, outside of U.S. Attorney Polite's office. A lot of people here know you. A lot of people know about you, but a lot of people here don't. So can you please share a little bit of just three questions. Who are you? Where are you? Like, why are you there? And why have you decided to fight? So if you want to introduce yourself, you know, how you ended up there, how was your arrest, and why do you decide to fight? First of all, good evening, everybody. I'm sorry that I can't see you, but I can hear you. But I'm so happy that all of you are here. All of you are there. Thank you so much for the support. My name is William Diaz. I'm from Guatemala. I was born in Guatemala. I have like 9 years of living in Louisiana. The situation here is it's very hard to describe because I mean, to be honest with you, this being locked up consumes you. There are no words to describe this. But around 5 months ago, maybe around 6 in the morning in Louisiana, they came to my apartment looking for somebody who was not me. They did not allow me to show to them that that was not me who they were looking for, even though they did know that it wasn't me. The only thing they did was arrest me. It was really, really ugly, really horrible. My wife was there. My son was also there. He was very frightened. It's very hard to describe. It's very, very painful. Living all those moments. You know, it's hard to erase those moments that are just ingrained in your brain now. I just, you know, that was the arrest and everything. We've been in here, locked up, looking at the days go by, not knowing what will happen. Around 4 months ago, it's been around 5 months that I haven't seen them. I haven't seen my son or wife for 4 months. That's the hardest thing for me right now. It's very difficult for me. Every day is the same. You see the same people. You know. Did you get a call? You know, sometimes they let us outside to the sun. And well, it's really hard.
Your call will be terminated without warning.
This is all very, very, very difficult for me. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing the faith and the hope, the strength. The only thing that keeps me going is my son, who I love so much. I have a wife who I love with all my heart. And really, that's the only reason I'm still here. That's the only reason I'm still fighting, and I'm doing everything I can. I'm doing everything I can to keep on going and to get out of this place, to be able to be with my family again. Otherwise, I would not keep going. You know, it's hard. I just want to see my family again.